Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to reclaiming happiness. Welcome back to Depression Free Zone. Today, we're diving into something super important. Learning to say no and setting those healthy boundaries in relationships. You know, the kind of boundaries that protect your energy, your sanity, and ultimately, your well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting anything back? Like a human vending machine dispensing kindness and support with no refill button in sight? Well, let me tell you, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. Think of boundaries like invisible fences around your heart and mind. They define what's okay and what's not okay for you, keeping those positive vibes flowing while blocking out the negativity. So why are they so crucial? Well, imagine trying to build a house on shaky ground. It's bound to crumble eventually, right? The same goes for relationships. When we don't set boundaries, we risk being overwhelmed, resentful, and emotionally drained. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you master the art of saying no and build those healthy boundaries. 1. Know your worth. Seriously, write it down somewhere visible if you have to. You deserve respect, consideration, and time for yourself. Don't let anyone make you feel guilty or obligated to do something that compromises your well-being. Your feelings and needs matter just as much as anyone else's. 2. Practice makes perfect. Saying no might feel awkward at first, like a muscle you haven't used in ages. But trust me, it gets easy with practice. Start small, decline an invitation that doesn't excite you, or politely refuse to help with something beyond your capacity. You're building resilience and confidence with every no you say. 3. Be assertive, not aggressive. There's a difference between standing your ground calmly and being a jerk about it. Remember, you can be firm while still being kind. Use phrases like, I appreciate you asking, but I'm unable to do that right now, or while I want to help, I have other commitments at the moment. 4. Communicate clearly. Don't beat around the bush. Express your needs and expectations directly. You could say something like, I need some alone time this weekend to recharge, or it's important for me to have uninterrupted work hours. Being upfront prevents misunderstandings and sets clear expectations from the get-go. 5. Don't ever explain. You don't owe anyone a detailed explanation for your boundaries. A simple no is enough. Over-explaining doesn't lead to guilt, hurts, or attempts to manipulate you into changing your mind. Remember, your time and energy are valuable, protect them. You know that feeling when someone constantly asks favors, but never reciprocates. Or maybe they expect you to drop everything at their beck and call without a second thought. That's a classic boundary violation. Imagine a friend who always borrows money and rarely pays it back. Or someone who shows up unannounced and disrupts your day without considering your schedule. These situations can be incredibly draining. Setting clear boundaries around finances, time, and personal space can prevent these headaches and foster healthier relationships. Think of it like this. Imagine you're building a beautiful sandcastle on the beach. You want to create something amazing, right? But if everyone comes trampling all over your creation, knocking down your towers and stealing your shells, how much joy would you get out of it? Boundaries are like those protective barriers around your sandcastle, allowing you to focus on building something truly special without getting trampled by others. Listen, I know setting boundaries can feel tough sometimes. It might even trigger some pushback from people who aren't used to you asserting yourself. But trust me, the rewards far outweigh the challenges. You'll experience less stress, feel more empowered in your relationships, and ultimately create a more fulfilling life for yourself. Remember, saying no isn't about being rude or shutting people out. It's about taking care of yourself and creating space for what truly matters. So go forth and set those boundaries. You've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. What's one boundary you're working on setting right now? Let me know in the comments below or tag me on social media at Depression Free Zone. Until next time, keep shining bright and reclaiming your happiness.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.